Hello and welcome to the Mixed Era Rap Podcast. I'm your host, DJ B Wise. This is a podcast where we talk about hip hop from boom bap to trap. We're a group of hip hop enthusiasts from multiple eras trying to bridge the gap in hip hop. My co-hosts are Kev and JB. We back at you once again, family. This week's topic, 2024 Rap Grammy Nomination Predictions. JB, how you doing tonight?
Man, I'm doing well, man. I'm really looking forward to the conversation we're going to have tonight.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. Kev, you all right?
All good over here. Can't wait to get started.
That's what's up. So don't forget, you guys can follow us on social media. You can check us out on Instagram at Mixed Era Rap Pod. Again, that's Mixed Era Rap P-O-D on Instagram. And you can check us out on Twitter at Mixed Era Rap. We are working on TikTok, and we should have that out pretty soon. We're looking really excited for the new year, man. We got a lot of new breath in the show, and we are super excited. So let's jump right into it. Rap Grammys for 2024 and our predictions. The first category is, all right, so we're going with Best Rap Performance. And the nominees for Best Rap Performance are The Hillbillies, Baby Keem and featuring Kendrick Lamar, Love Letter, Black Thought, Rich Flex, Drake and 21 Savage, Scientists and Engineers, that's Killer Mike featuring Andre 3000, Future and Aaron Allen Kane, and then Players by Coyle Ray. Let me jump in on this one first and just say that I don't believe that Drake is going to keep his nomination. I think he's going to revoke his nomination, so he will not be in the running. So that leaves Baby Keem, Black Thought, Killer Mike, and Coyle Ray. And for me, being that you narrow it down, I do believe that Drake would probably win it. But I got to go with my sentimental favorite right now because I believe that he don't have many more chances at it. And that's Killer Mike with Engineers and Scientists. I'm sorry, Scientists and Engineers, because he got three stacks on there. So that's where I'm coming from. Kev, your thoughts on Best Performance?
I don't know. This is a tough one. I do believe that I think Drake could sweep every award, but I don't know. This is tough. I'm going to go with Drake. If Drake stays in, I'm going to go with Drake. Drake in 21.
Yes, but most likely he won't. So give me a backup.
I mean, it hasn't come yet.
He's withdrawn for the last like 5 years.
But he ain't withdrawn yet, and he just put out a new EP. So man, I think Drake can sweep this, and that's my prediction. I would think Drake could sweep it, and I think that Drake is going to stay, and he's going to
and
win.
No runner up.
No runner up. I'm not taking a runner up unless I have to. And right now I don't have to.
All right. That's what's up.
I'm going what you give me.
JB, I guess you're going to do the same thing.
So considering, cause I did a little bit of research on the board of voters for the Grammys. So I guess considering how those individuals vote, from what I've seen in the past, I don't actually think that this one is easy for Drake, just because it's Drake and 21 Savage. And, you know, actually what Drake did on that song, I don't think was actually as notable as some of the other or all of the other songs on the list. In fact, I actually think it's the weakest song on the list. Honestly, personally, I would like to see Kendrick Lamar and Baby Keem win, just because that the record that they produced was so mass appealing and unique. But unfortunately, I think that they may fall short to the other individuals on the list. But honestly, I'll give it to Killer Mike on this one, just because I think the body of voters is begging Andre 3000 to go back and rap again after this Flute album. Even though it was good, but I think of the songs on this list, if you don't give it to Kendrick Lamar and Baby Keem due to the mass appealing effect of the record, I think scientists and engineers get it just because the performance of the song itself.
Yeah, that's what's up there. Was, yeah, I feel on that.
The best on this list.
I do feel that the Grammys did snub. They used to do Best New Artist under rap too. And they really slimmed down the categories for us this year, which is wild. So we're going to keep it moving, which this category I have not liked over any of the years that they've made it. And that's Best Melodic Rap Performance. And their thinking behind this is weird, but it is what it is. So the nominees for Best Melodic Rap are Sitting on Top of the World, Burner Boy featuring 21 Savage, Attention, Doja Cat, Spin About You, Drake and 21 Savage, All My Life, Lil Durk featuring J. Cole, Low, SZA. All right, we're going to let Kev take this one. Kev, your thoughts?
Oh, this is a tough one. This is a very, very tough one. I don't want SZA to win this one. Because, and I'll tell you why. Because I'd rather her win one of the bigger awards. I think she's the most Grammy nominated this year. If, I don't know, I feel like winning this one will take away from one of the big, more, I guess, more notable, bigger awards. So I hope she doesn't win because of that. But this one's hard. This one's very, very hard to pick. You know, Durk and J. Cole with this surprisingly positive song that kind of gave people hope that, you know, a ex-drill rapper or whatever Durk was could actually turn his rap style around or his content around and do something positive. And it just had such an impact on how people look at Durk and how people embrace the song. Even though I just said Drake could possibly sweep all four, I don't know. But I'm pulling for Durk and J. Cole for this one. But now I look at it again, I don't know if anybody could beat SZA. But I'm going with Durk and J. Cole.
All right, that's what's up, Kev. I'm going to jump in now with me. I understand your turmoil on this, because when you talk about melodic, I definitely think that Drake and 21 Savage joint was melodic. But me being the person that I am, and hopefully the audience understands, anything with a shining hope of positivity, I got to get behind it and show mad love for it. So Lil Durk and J. Cole's got to win. They got to win. And I even say, hey, I liked where Doja Cat was going on her track. But, you know, it's a tough one, like Kev said. So we're going to leave it up to the youth and see what they're talking about. JB, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, so you know, I actually concur with your sentiments in that regard. I am really rooting for Lil Durk and J. Cole's All My Life, just because of the appeal of the song. But looking at the way the Grammys does things, this could be the consolation prize for SZA to lose in those major categories. It's like, oh hey, you won something though, right? But also, I'm a little bit skeptical about Doja Cat as well, just because she jumps around pop and rap and you never know what she actually is. So again, this could be one of those consolation prizes for her as well. I think Burna Boy definitely fell short in the 21 Savage feature. I think took away from the song, but I guess it was the attempt to make the song more appealing to the general audience. Again, this is a tough one, but I'm thinking that it's going to go SZA or Doja Cat just because of the history of the way the Grammys does things. But man, I am really, really rooting for Lil Durk and J. Cole's All My Life. I think it'd be really good for Durk. I think it'll motivate him to make more positive music.
This one
music.
Definitely is a weird one. I just don't understand the criteria for this. It's just weird. It's weird to have Afro beats, R&B, and rap in the same category for an award. It's definitely weird. We're going to keep it moving. Go ahead. You got something, Jay?
Yeah, so, I mean, just breaking down the category, melodic rap performance, the award is basically based on a song that incorporates both aspects of rap and R&B to some degree. So I get why they broke this up like this, because it's hard to put a song by an R&B artist with a rapper on it in an R&B category.
All right, I appreciate you for schooling us on that. Let's keep it moving. Next category is one of our favorites, best rap song. All right, and that starts off with Attention by Doja Cat, Barbie World by Nicki Minaj, Ice Spice, and Aqua, Just Wanna Rock, Lil Uzi Vert, Rich Flex, Drake and 21 Savage, Scientists and Engineers by Killer Mike, Andre 3000 featuring Aaron Allen Kane. All right, so I'm going to jump in and do this one first because this one's sentimental to me because I think I'm going to lose on the next category. So I'm trying to get in where I fit in, and I definitely believe that Killer Mike is going to get this one or something. He's got to get one out of this. I re-listened to all of these this whole weekend just to really wrap my head around it. The whole Barbie World thing, it is what it is. I don't think it was the best song. Again, the positivity behind what Doja Cat did was nice. But, I Wanna Rock was one of the most popular songs of the year. I don't know if it was the best rap song, being it's only 2 minutes and he only spit like maybe 12 bars. And, most of the bars was a hook. So that's just my interpretation of it. So if you're talking about rap albums, rap songs, it was rapping, Killer Mike, Andre 3000. Was rapping. So I'm going with Scientists and Engineers on this one. JB, what you got?
Yeah, so looking at what the category is based on, which is prominence relative to a rap song, I would say that the most prominent on the list is Lil Uzi Vert's Just Wanna Rock. But again, this could very easily be the consolation prize for a Doja Cat and a Killer Mike. I would like to see Killer Mike win this award just because, Scientists and Engineers were just such a great song. And I think that is something that needs to be remembered in this time. But based on prominence, I'm thinking they're leaning toward Lil Uzi Vert. And I guess it'll also help them bring attention to the viewership of the Grammys because I think he's one of the youngest artists nominated in a lot of these categories.
Yeah, JB, I'm definitely with you on that one. That's I know how popular it is. I just like, it's tough for me to, it's so tough for me to try to, I know the impact it had. I understand all of that, but for me to wrap my head around it being the best rap song of the year, with so little content, it's hard for me. But Kev, your thoughts on best rap song?
This is another tough one. I mean, outside of Killer Mike, the other four were big songs on top 40 stations. I think, I like I Wanna Rock best out of all these songs. Nothing against Killer Mike. Killer Mike was up, he was nominated, 2 years ago, I think, and he didn't win. But I feel like at some point he has to win. This is just a rough year with the popularity of the Barbie movie, with Nicki Minaj kind of leaning, wanting to get back into rap and how she felt the past 2 years about the Grammy Awards. Uzi does capture a younger audience. Drake is on a roll. Doja Cat is on a roll. My favorite is Uzi. But I can see Nicki Minaj winning this. Go ahead.
Could you imagine the outrage, though? You think so? If Barbie World wins this over those other songs?
No, I don't think it'll be outrage. I'll be totally honest with you. It wouldn't. You know what it'll be?
Copy.
The song winning wouldn't be controversial. Nicki Minaj's speech would be controversial. That's the problem. That could be the deciding factor in her possibly losing. But the fact that the movie, they're trying to say this new Barbie movie is going to be a cult classic. And, you know, by the time the Grammys come around, if the Barbie movie still has momentum next year, I think this song could actually win it. I just think that the thing with this I Wanna Rock, I don't really see like it really dying down like anytime soon. Like I think next year and 5 years from now, you could play I Wanna Rock and people are going to be just bopping their heads to it or just dancing or something. I can't really see that with all these other songs, but I don't know. It's so hard to say, you know, with Killer Mike doing this incredible album and so much attention is put on lyrics nowadays. So you have so many, you know, mainstream artists that are like, why am I getting attacked for what I say? But it's just like, you know, you got to be accountable at some point. So just like you said earlier, with Andre doing this flute album and it's getting so much positive attention, so many positive reviews, will they try to reward him to persuade him to do something next year or the year after or something like that? That's an interesting concept. So it's this, the rap song might be the hardest out of all these other categories because, you know, you can have a problem with each one.
I don't know about problem. Category. I think that if Killer Mike wins,
you can say that about the other,
it's going to be a super positive thing for rap in its space right now. That
it would be super positive, but at the same time, you will have the comments of he won because of all those comments. You're going to have those people who will say stuff like that. Now, granted, some of those people will be trolling just to generate content, but there will be some people who are dead serious. There are a lot of fans in particular genres of music who just love the most popular stuff or the biggest hits. They don't love everything in the genre, you know?
So the way I imagine it, like when I'm looking at a lot of these rap categories, because I think at some point what the Grammys went back and thought about was, who are we actually getting to vote for these things? We got to get people that actually curate and listen to the music and are in the industry. And what I think about is, I think that they're getting people that are of equal size. Although I do think that there are more people that are younger voting. I think of it in a way where as though there's this person voting who has an admiration for hip hop and where it's come from. But then there's this person that understands today and appreciates today as equally. So when they look at this list, they'll say, and this is what I imagine they'd say, damn, Killer Mike killed that. You know what I mean? Like that song, hands down, rap wise, is the best on the list. But the prominence of that Uzi record was just so impactful. It's just like, how could I choose it? So what is it about? Should I vote based on the impact of 2023 or should I vote based on the impact of the future?
I mean, you make an excellent point, but at the same time, we don't see the numbers. So we can't even actually say which way the vote went it. Which way, who voted for what or who won the most votes? Because
so I did my research on the voting committee in the past, and there are Reddit you know, blogs that have collaborated in stating that these producers, these agents and these managers, you know, had some involvement in voting. So they are, the committee on voting is comprised of people within the industry. So it's,
I'm not saying that. You know, no, I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, can we say that all the votes that were tallied actually played a part in picking the winner? Because I mean, let's be for real. we knew that it was rigged when Kendrick Lamar lost for Good Kid, Mad City over what was the guy named? The thrift store guy.
Macklemore. But this is but to the point I made earlier, it was a period in time where the Grammys was being boycotted. I think that was back when like Chris Rock did it or something like that. Or somebody did it and the Grammys was being boycotted because they felt as though award shows weren't diversifying their viewpoint on how they were incorporating the voting scheme. And after that point, I think it was like maybe 2020 or it was around pre or at post COVID, and they reevaluated their voting committee and incorporated more people, you know, who actually curate, listen, and collaborate and work with that music. So I think that's why we've seen some different things. We've seen some things go different ways, but then also I think that's why we've seen certain things go in other ways as well. So I don't think that at that time, 2013, that same voting system exists today. And I think we're going to see some different stuff at this Grammys. I think based on who's voting, I think it's going to be
different. I kind of agree with you on that too.
It's going to be different. I don't think that there'll be a lot of snubs this time.
But I don't think it's necessarily snubs though. I don't think it's no snubs on none of these categories. Like, I think all the nominees in every category we're looking at has a legit chance of winning.
Because, and I'll give you the example as the reason why I feel like they made a shift. Tyler, the Creator, winning last year proved it. Or I'm sorry, not last year. He won, I think, 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. But Tyler, the Creator. Oh, it was last year? Yeah.
It was last year.
Yeah, 2023. Yeah.
It was this year. He won this year. Because last year.
Tyler, and exactly. So Nas winning. 22 is Nas. Winning, that just kind of proves to me that it's sort of leaning in a more balanced scale. And then if SZA wins Best Album of the Year, which is honestly like going to be the last award given, that's really going to prove it to me that I feel that it's as balanced as it's ever been. But
I think SZA should win for the simple fact that Taylor is doing like rehashed like her whole catalog, so it's kind of like, you done won an award for this album already, so why are you back up here type of thing. But I can agree with the Nas point, but I can't agree with the Tyler point, because I think that Tyler is such a transcending artist that, you know, I think if he would have lost, it would have been a big thing more than the fact that he won. And it was like, oh, I guess they do listen to us. But I think if he lost, it'd have been like, yeah, this thing is, it seems rigged. I don't know. I get what you're saying. I just still don't, it's still that thing is like, you know, is it really fair per se? Like, did the, what is it? Let's say it's 5,000 voters. Did all, you know, out of the majority, are these the majority out of all the categories across the board? And that's one of those things that'll still sit in your mind. It's going to take some time before people can get over the fact of all the BS from years in the past, of where artists was winning albums that came out 3 years prior to that current award, which they shouldn't even have been nominated for in the first place. So, I mean, it remains to be seen. I mean, you know, a good look for rap as a whole is for Killer Mike to win everything he was nominated in, because then that'll give you hope that the biggest award show out there is actually looking at positivity. So, you know, like if Killer Mike wins and SZA wins one of the major awards, then it would feel like real music people were voting. Not to diss all those other nominees though, but I just really can't see. I listen to some of the best albums.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody had that impact that SZA had. Like SZA had.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I think you know, it's very interesting that you mentioned that, as there were a few snubs, you know, in terms of nominations. I mean, those guys at the top of the charts right now, none of them were nominated for awards. Like, I think Morgan Wallen and another gentleman, they're not nominated in the country category. A lot of people are upset about that. And I wonder why that is, for them to be on Billboard for as long as they have been and not be nominated. That's interesting.
But it depends on, is it a new album though? Because
so I think actually, and I haven't done my research deep into when their albums came out, but I'm pretty sure the albums that they released came out in 2023. You know what I mean? So I mean I think that's just one thing to mention as to how I feel as though, you know, I think the most popular music genre in the United States, or the most appealing and recognized music genre across all racial groups in this country, is hip hop. And I think that as the younger generation, the 90s babies, puts themselves in the position of, okay, we are now the leaders of the country, or we are now the leaders of this organization we call the Grammys. I think that appeal has an effect on how things will go. But I also think about it from the perspective of there's going to be men and women voters. And how many, even when we look at this particular category, and I hate to sound patriarchal here, but how many men looking at this category are actually going to vote for Barbie World? You know what I'm saying? So, or a Barbie World, or the Barbie.
Yeah, song. I feel both of you guys on so, that. My two cents on it, we'll is, you know what I mean? That, looking at the last 2 years with Nas, with Tyler, the Creator, they've been leaning towards rapping, you know? And I think that has some, it's going to be hard in the album category, but as far as these other three categories, it does give Lil Durk and J. Cole, and it does give Killer Mike and Andre a little bit of ahead, you know, it puts them a little bit ahead of the game based on what they've been doing in the past 2 years. So if they hold to that, it should be what we're saying. So now we're moving into the one that's really the one, you know, it's the one for the year. It's the 2024 Best Rap Album. All right. And here we go with the nominees. And first is Her Loss, Drake 21 Savage, Michael, Killer Mike, Heroes and Villains, Metro Boomin, King's Disease 3, Nas, and final but not least, Utopia, Travis Scott. So we're going to hold off on me, and we're going to let JB, your thoughts on Best Rap Album of the Year.
So I'm going to first preface this by open all dialogue throughout the course of this. Cut me off if you need to. But I'll go ahead and state that Her Loss, Heroes and Villains, King's Disease is out of the conversation. This is a Killer Mike or Travis Scott discussion. Everything else goes out the window. Here's why. Drake and 21 Savage, Her Loss. While I feel like it had the Drake effect, I just don't feel as though that was an album per se that I think is considerable when we talk about best, especially not, you know, when we talk about the other projects on this list. I think it is the least best album on this list, Her Loss. Heroes and Villains was an amazing project, but, you know, I just don't feel like it did what the other albums did on this list. So I put that second to last. King's Disease is up next. I feel like, you know, I went back and listened to it actually. And I definitely appreciate it. Like you really have to appreciate Nas leading by example. Like he's a true MC. You know what I'm saying? You can't take that away from him. And I feel like he did well on this album for it to be Nas. But I don't feel like it really broke the mold in terms of the standard of great rap albums this year, you know. And then we say, when we talk about the next, you know, working my way up from the bottom here, second place to me goes to Killer Mike Michael. And I say this because I feel like it was a really great project. Listen, I'll be really happy if Utopia or Michael wins. I'll be ecstatic because the simple fact that it shows an appreciation for the quality of music. I think the best raw rap album on this list is Killer Mike Michael. I think what he was able to do throughout that project, as introspective as he was, as lyrically precise and crisp as he was, I don't feel like he fell flat on anything. Every song I have an appreciation for. And, you know, I think it is a rap album worthy of being remembered in time. But when it comes to, and it's, I think it's a cheat code that they put Travis Scott in this category, but when it comes to the complexity, and I think complexity of a project makes it, it takes it to another level. It takes it to another level to me. And I think that what Travis Scott did on Utopia, it was unmatched in terms of complexity and overall quality of rap music than any other rap album on this list. I think what Travis Scott did on this project, not only did he meet the standard of what would qualify as a good rap album and one of the best rap albums, he superseded that by expanding what rap is. I it's the most multi-layered, multi-dimensional rap album on this list. It goes so many places. It has, it can be played in so many arenas, and it was the most mass appealing. Nobody will be upset at the fact that Travis Scott wins. There won't be mass hysteria on either sides. I think that if any other album wins, there could be an argument of, well, I don't know. I don't think if I had to ask myself, what album this year will I continue to listen to and will other people continue to listen to for days and years to come? It's Utopia. I think that Travis Scott is more than just niche. He's taken the niche fan base and made them mainstream. Everybody wants a fan base like Travis Scott's, and everybody wants to be able to appeal to a large audience the way Travis Scott does. I think that not only does he win this award because he has the best album on his list, but he wins this award because they snubbed him years ago and they know they were wrong. And I think he finally gets what he deserves. I think with the Grammy push that he's making right now, being featured on Tyler's Water remix, being GQ's cover, and being on tour, not slowing down, I think it's a very easy win for Travis in this regard. And I think that, again, from the perspective of who's going to be voting for Best Rap Album, I think that we're dealing with people who have this appreciation for rap, and they're, I think, honestly, there's going to be some people who can't even relate to what Killer Mike's album is that votes on that album, votes on these albums. And I think that the album that is most mass appealing to what I envision the voters.
All right. I'm with you on that.
Going to be Travis Scott's Utopia.
JB, I'm going to give my 2 cents and just say that we walk down the category and walk down the nominees. I believe that Drake will pull out. I definitely don't think that Her Loss was the most quality project of the year. Michael is one of the most introspective albums of the year. It was one of the most powerful albums of the year. It was commercially successful, but not to the same magnitude as Utopia. It brought 3 Stack out of retirement. It is the culmination of a career and hopes that he'll continue to do so. I just think that if he doesn't get something from this album, from now on, we don't get Killer Mike. All we get is Run the Jewels. And for everything that this man has done for rap over the years, I think he deserves an opportunity to continue on both routes. I enjoy Run the Jewels. I enjoy Killer Mike. I enjoy Michael. So I'm willing to give up album of the year if we can get something on the list. I want him on that Grammy stage. I know how powerful he's going to be on that Grammy stage by himself. And I'm in hopes that he will get some nod. Moving on to Heroes and Villains. Very good album. Metro Boomin is amazing. I'm not the greatest fan of some of the features he had, but again, positive album for a producer, you know, not positive in its content, but positive meaning that, you know, he, Alchemist, they put out projects that were really nice this year. And I thought of the producers this year who put out the best one was Metro Boomin. Moving on to King's Disease. King's Disease is a great project. I just thought Magic 3 was better. I understand how the Grammy timeline works and so far. And he's, you know, I think he's got his just due so far as what he's come back to rap for. Now, on to Utopia. Utopia initially was, in my mind, only commercially successful. Me being far, far out of reach as far as understanding Travis Scott, understanding Travis Scott's fan base and his broadening of his fan base, I'm unaware. Me being a parent, me being a mentor, me being a person of a certain age, all I know about Travis Scott recently before Utopia is the Astroworld tragedy. So I'm still on the basis of, does he get a black eye from the Grammys because of that? I'm not saying he is, because he's due based on the snub from the actual album Astroworld. I just don't know how the Grammy voters are going to look at that, because it's still fresh on the mind. He may have taken care of people, you know, and signed off on different things and taken care of the victims. But in general, when you look at the audience that watches the Grammys now, we're talking about Grammys, not VMAs, not something a little more youth oriented. Will he get a black eye based on that? I don't think he will. I think his project, after being explained to me and someone walking me through what he was trying to do, it then showed me that it was a much more introspective project than I thought it was. It was a much more groundbreaking project than I thought it was, because he took on pieces of art that I didn't think were relevant, but then shown how he put it together in his production mode, as well as in his artist mode, it then made me think much more highly of what he was trying to do with this project. So sentimentally, I want Michael to win, but the objective enthusiast that I am about this thing we call hip hop, I got to go with Utopia. So that's my 2 cents. We're going to let Kev anchor this joint. Kev, your thoughts on album of the year.
You guys made it a tough choice, and I think that both of you all present very excellent points. Out of all these categories, I think rap album is the biggest one, and this is probably the one that's more likely that's going to be shown on TV. And I hate to sound controversial, but will the Grammys let Killer Mike go up and accept the award and possibly give his speech? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is going to come out of his mouth? Will the Grammys risk that? And that's like that's something in the back of my mind. And when I look at these, sometimes when I look at these awards, I'm like, who knows with some of these nominees? Just like I said with Nicki Minaj earlier, who knows what's going to come out of her mouth if she wins? But at the same time, it is somewhat a redemption award for at least two artists, that being Travis Scott and Killer Mike. Killer Mike has put in so much time, and he's never really been recognized on a huge scale as far as an award show, but just like B Wise was saying, with Run the Jewels and the popularity that he's garnered with that group, I mean, you know, they selling out all over the world, and it's not many artists in any genre that can like sell out concerts and have sell out merchandise the way they Run the Jewels can. So, I mean, that's just a testament to his impact that he's been able to put on the music industry. Initially, my thought was, I still would not be surprised if Drake, if he stays in, sweeping the whole category. But, you know, I think JB convinced me that Travis Scott is not far off from winning. And I think that a Travis Scott win with this award would be the story that the news outlets would love to have and love to run with for the next couple months after. It's not to say he doesn't deserve it or anything like that, but it's just like, you know, sometimes this is my personal opinion. I think some of these awards are based off of personal feelings or how can you market it down the line. Overall, I think Travis Scott is more marketable than all the other artists here. And I think with Utopia, we saw that the public is not, you know, it's not really still hung up on what happened at that Astroworld thing. It's kind of hard to blame him for that when he's an artist and he has to worry about his show and the stage presence more than security, which is, you know, a promoter or a venue issue. I don't know. I'll say this. I would like to see Killer Mike win. I would like to see Killer Mike win just for the simple fact that, you know, it gives hope to the lyricists out there that you can win a Grammy saying something positive or saying something constructive. You know, you don't have to do the normal radio songs or the shake your butt songs or the I get high or get drunk or whatever, things like that. That would be a great testament to lyricism just in rap as a whole, which I think so many people would enjoy and so many people would appreciate if he did win. But Travis Scott has the best redemption story, and he is more new. Travis Scott will be the better story for the news, and it's tough.
So quick question.
Yes.
It is widely touted that the best album on all levels this year is Travis Scott's Utopia.
Time out.
I'm not talking about personal opinions. I'm not talking about what certain groups. I'm talking about the best album from a general commercial marketing numbers. The best album this year, based on quantifiable evidence, is Travis Scott's Utopia. Best rap album.
Yes.
Based on quantitative and qualitative evidence, it is the best rap album this year.
Wait, you said based on what again?
Quantitative and qualitative. Qualitative being how people responded to the album, and quantitative meaning how the record sold. All right. So you can look it up on so many blog sites right now. It is the best selling rap album this year. XYZ. It goes down a list of all these things, right? And that is not a matter of personal opinion. But the question is, could you imagine?
It didn't go number one, did it?
Yes, it did. It did go number one, and it was number one for, I believe, 4 weeks.
Okay.
So the question is, could you imagine the best rap album, based on quantitative and qualitative evidence, losing to anybody else on this list?
Yes.
Okay. And then my follow-up question is, do you feel as though Do you feel as though it benefits the Grammys more or less to for that result? Because the way I think of it is the entire internet will blow up if Travis Scott loses. And from the Grammys,
no, they won't.
What?
No, they won't.
You know how many young music listeners? Okay.
No, here's what happens. If Metro Boomin or Nas win, that will cause a problem. If Drake wins, it'll be like, okay, it's Drake. He's one of the biggest stars in the world. If Travis Scott wins, like I said, it's an awesome redemption story. If Killer Mike wins, people will say lyricism is back.
It's back to qualitative evidence here. Because again,
I hear what you because the best the number one selling albums don't always win. The most popular albums don't always win.
No. So I didn't say quantitative. I didn't say quantitative. I said based on qualitative evidence here, right? There are more human beings on this earth that listen to Travis Scott than there will ever be listeners of Killer Mike. And Killer Mike's a great artist. Okay, he's a great artist. I'm not taking anything away from him. But what I am saying is most of these junior blog sites and social media blog pages are run by 90s babies and below. Could you imagine the mass appeal of Travis Scott, the reaction of viewers seeing him lose after the Grammys said, oh, we got it right now. You know what I mean? I think that would take away from the Grammys. A lot of people would stop paying attention to it. Travis Scott is right now the cover of GQ's magazine. He's on one of the number one songs in the country right now.
Okay, let me
He's
ask you this.
Doing his Grammy run.
Out of these five, mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. has the best story if they win?
Travis Scott.
That's what I just said. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. Listen, I'm happy if Killer Mike or Travis Scott wins. And then if we also want to go a little bit conspiratory here, could you imagine Killer Mike winning this album based on how, and I don't think that he's that radical, but based on how radical he's been in politics for Atlanta and XYZ and what that could mean in an election year. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying though. The possibility of what Killer Mike can say out of his mouth.
Because Killer Mike winning and then using Killer Mike to benefit the Democratic Party. I'm just saying the conspiratorial.
The possibility, this is going to sound racial, but white artists can get away with going up there and spilling their political views. Brown skin artists, they get that side eye like, was this the right place for it? Killer Mike is not afraid to speak his mind. Nothing is wrong with that. But will the Grammys take a chance on him saying what he's going to say?
And then it's like, I go back to the award that I feel like he should win, which is Best Rap Performance, which is, you know, it's just, I'm just waiting for if he wins. I just need the South got something to say. I just need that in the awards.
But which of these four are they actually going to show on TV? I don't know. I don't think melodic or rap performance is going to get shown on TV. Rap album, definitely. Maybe rap song. So.
And I think if performance doesn't get shown on TV, that's all the more reason to give it to him. Honestly.
Yeah. nothing against none of these artists on here. Nothing against those artists. Nothing against any of the artists that got nominated for anything. But there is an image thing that goes into these votes and these nominees and these winners. I'm not like if 1,000 people voted on Best Rap Album and 600 people voted for Killer Mike. Do I think Killer Mike will still win Best Rap Album? No. Is it? That's a conspiracy. You can say whatever you want, but Killer Mike is the more controversial out of these five people here. And it's going to take, depending on the climate of the country at that time, I do think it will determine who wins the album, who wins this award.
Yeah, I think it's...
And it's not fair. It's not, I mean, great, it's not fair. You want to call me conspiracy theorist? Fine, but this is the actual truth that people's image will determine winners and losers. And I, right now, I just feel like Travis Scott has the best story to run with after this, after the, if he wins this award.
And I think it's all in motion. It's all in motion because I think that it's a lot more to build on, as you mentioned, from Travis Scott winning this award. And when you think about where music is going and, you know, and where it's headed currently, I just feel like right now is the time to appreciate Travis Scott, because the individuals that may be nominated for awards in the future, I think are going to look very different than any other cast and group of individuals that we might see. I think next year.
Next year is going to be garbage. Next year's nominee is going to be garbage.
Well, hold on. Time out. I don't believe in that, because next year we're getting a Rhapsody album. Next year, I believe we're getting a Kendrick Lamar and Baby Keem album. We could very well be getting a J. Cole and Drake album based on this tour that they're doing. I think there's a lot to come with next year. And oh, there's also a Playboi Carti album, Call Me What You Want. But I think there's a lot to come next year, especially coming off a year like this, which I feel really resurrected. I think this year was the first real, year of stability and normality coming out of COVID. Whereas though we're not even thinking about it anymore. You know what I'm saying? So we're back to
that. So again, fellas, my argument and question is,
you know, what it is to just be.
Killer Mike doesn't win. And I posed this question to JB earlier this week. Can Killer Mike make it back to the race? And then I said to him, if Travis Scott doesn't win, can he make another project that puts him back in the race? So if you look at their careers, Killer Mike is much, much further away in his career when he got his first award with Run the Jewels. And now he's even further into his career when he gets nominated for Best Album. Travis has not been around near as much. And we can say he's been snubbed and now back with another project. So my only question is, if he doesn't win this year, what harm does it do? Because he can be back next. He can be back next year, year after next. He makes enough music that he can be back. And here's my other question. Hold on. Here's another question to end that one. The third part of it is, if he doesn't win and Michael wins, with the type of impact and expression of Michael, does that not say to an artist as open as Travis is to understanding and learning about the art form, right? Does that push him in a direction to make himself even more introspective, to show more of who he is now, not where he was, but where he is now as a father? And then I'll let y'all take it from there. But I think this might even push him to make a better project if he doesn't win this year.
So, first off, I think that as hypothetical as the first question was, I don't think that any of the voters are considering that. I think that it's a case by case, year by year basis. I think if Killer Mike wants to drop another album this good, he could drop another album this good to the same degree. And of course, he's around the same age as Nas, probably. So I can't give him the fact that, oh, he could just keep rapping and get one day. But, you know, I feel like it's a case-by-case basis. And I think we're looking at right now more than we're looking at whether or not somebody's able to do it again. Because even when Travis Scott lost with Astroworld, we couldn't say that at all. You know what I mean? About anybody nominated at that time, in my opinion. And Cardi B won for reasons that I feel at the time was more political than anything. But to the second question, I think that kind of takes away from the appreciation for who Travis Scott is as an album, as an artist, because I mean, he came up under Kanye. Travis Scott he's already shown and produced music with a great reverence to the history of hip hop in and of itself. And I think that with this particular album, which is why I feel like it stands next to a lot of these other rap albums, is the fact that he is actually rapping on these projects. And he has a lot of appreciation for a lot of styles of music, a lot of places on this album. So I don't think that it would necessarily motivate him also, because what Travis Scott does and what he means to this current era of music, it's so far ahead of what rap used to be. And I feel like that's what people miss a lot of times when we talk about Kanye West. And you often hear a lot of people talk about Kanye West in this way, where they say he's 20 years ahead of us. You know what I mean? And I feel like the way Travis Scott makes music and the way he's evolved rap music, he does that. I think that there are versions of hip hop that are very much simplified. And I think that that's fine. We shouldn't take anything away from them for that. But I think Travis Scott takes hip hop, merges it with alternative and rock and so many different things, and still maintains that core influence from rap music, which makes him so great. And it just makes me think about Run DMC winning being inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame. It's just like, man, can you imagine the degree of an artist like Travis Scott making his, you know, and what that would mean for the music he's making now in the future? So, you know, I don't think that, you know, I just think that Travis Scott, you know,
I appreciate the conversation.
You know, still stands.
I don't know if we can solve all the ills of it. I know we're at an impasse. I'm in hopes that the listeners will have some thought to this. We do have a live show coming up very soon. I'm super excited to have these conversations. And again, as long as we can gather qualitative information from one another to have an opportunity to think about them, and then maybe have some impasse in or some movement in our conversation as we move forward, that's what really matters. And I'm in hopes that the listener feels that way as well. I definitely want you to know that I don't think any differently about my co-host as we have these discussions. I think both of them are brilliant. Anyone that I bring on the show is going to be well thought and learned in order to talk about this thing we call rap for a reason, because we're trying to make sure that you are curating your sound to the best of your ability. All right. And with that, we're going to say we're going to get out of here. You can follow us on social media, Instagram at Mix Era Rap Pod, and you can follow us on Twitter at Mix Era Rap. Again, that's Mix Era Rap on Twitter. We appreciate you. Any closing words, Kev? JB, any closing words?
You guys have said it all tonight.
Nah, man, it's always a great discussion, man. I just appreciate the time, man. I hope you all enjoyed the conversation and share your thoughts, you know, wherever available.
All right, that's what's up. We out of here. Peace.